I wish I could remember everything. Even before and after college, even nowadays, when I make a book summary, I wish I could remember everything on a first read. But that's not happening. Same for you, maybe. Because our brain is not a memory machine. Instead, it is a thinking machine. We remember, but actually we are designed to forget. And forgetting is actually a blessing. So more than an archive, memory is a prism through which we see the world and we see ourselves. So in this video, we'll talk about how our memory works, how our brain learns, how it forgets, what is the effect of mistakes, testing, imagination, intention, and curiosity in memorizing and learning. An average American consumes 34 gigabytes of information every day, which is getting stored as firing and wiring of neurons. So we only memorize something what we feel important to us. So the solution to memorize something is make it important. That's it. And attention with intention. In our brain, we have three main parts which is taking care of memory. First one is hippocampus, which is more about long-term memory, or consider it something like a hard drive. And we have prefrontal cortex, which is something working like a working memory or a RAM. So mainly, hippocampus will be almost okay with most people, but ADHD and some other multitasking, sleep deprivation, alcohol, and all these things can affect prefrontal cortex, which affect our working memory or a semantic memory or understanding and retrieving the factual understanding of the things. The hippocampus in the brain allow us to travel back to a time, because when we try to remember, we are traveling back to a time. But it doesn't have a clock. What actually hippocampus is doing, it is taking the contextual understanding. So context is important, crucial for memorizing. As I mentioned, we have two type of memory. One which is capturing the episodical or event-based memory. Other one is factual-based understandings and all. George Miller famously presented a paper talking about we can only memorize up maximum up to 3 to 7 items a time. So that's our limitation. But there is a hack to memorize more than 7. To do that, we have to chunk it. We have to chunk an information and organize it in a such a way that it makes sense. It should make sense and important for us. So give it something like a scheme or a framework. The best example is a Locke method. Like if you want to remember a lot of things, like this pen or this book or a lot of things, put it somewhere and make a scheme or a framework or a story around it. So any complex topic which you have struggle in memorizing, if you put it in a scheme, if you put it in a context and chunk it and associate it and put it in a scheme or a framework or a story, you can memorize. We consider memory as something tangible, somewhere available in a vault. But actually, hippocampus only store indexes. So our memory is an imaginative reconstruction rather than storing something completely. Like when we are trying to memorize, we are something like a detective searching for the clues. A 10 minute of a phone conversation, if you are trying to remember, actually your memory, you are not going to take the whole conversation. Your memory will have a snapshot or a screenshot of that conversation, and from there, putting into context, and then you just take the memory back. So prefrontal cortex is something, because there is some brain just issues like synesthesia and all. Solomon Shevisky and all, a famous newspaper reporter, he used to remember everything. You don't have to even scribble the notes. The problem he was having is that even though he remembered everything, he was not able to identify what is real and what is fantasy. Actually, our memory is not for learning. Actually, it is for brain survival mechanism. It actually plays, when memory is played by amygdala, or for example, if memory is played by hippocampus, and amygdala actually put a drama on it. Just you are playing something, and sound effects, emotions, and all these things are being added by amygdala. That's why some emotions, like for example, you memorize something with the music, you will have that emotion easily coming back and all these things. So nowadays, especially when a traumatic event happens, a danger happens, we will have that memory easily available, unlike normally other things, because that is a threat to our survival. It is what affecting us. But nowadays, we are affected by stress and all these things. If you find value on our summaries, feel free to hit subscribe and follow us. So deja vu, something like a feeling which we already seen. Or in another way put it, eureka moment of Archimedes and all. But actually, gravity does not invent when apple was on the head of Newton. Same for Archimedes. It was there. His theory was there before he started bathing. So the point is that all these people, they are capturing experience and learning from all the surroundings all the time. Our brain is more sophisticated than the AI and the machine learning, and it is learning all the time. Even Albert Einstein famously told that, "I am great, maybe you'll think I'm intellectually great, because I am standing above the shoulders of all of my ancestors, of Newton, Copernicus, Galileo, and all these people." So we are always stepping above and learning from the past, our own experiences, and someone from others. That's one of the reason also we are listening to this book. So one of the main functions of our memory is to replay the past and orient us towards the future. So when something novel come up, we try to have a visual exploration of something, our eyes will catch on it, because that curiosity is actually a trigger of an information gap. It's like a detective searching for the clues. Like hunter-gatherers, we will not be exploring new places or new areas if we don't have that experience. Even we will not sail to the continents and all. So, one way to exploit that one, openness to experience, openness to new things, open-mindedness can enhance learning some way to generate the curiosity and information gap, and we can learn better. As I mentioned, memory are not something like a video file stored somewhere like that. Memory is constantly getting changed and updated. It's something like when you're recollecting a memory, it is something like you're hitting play and record at the same time. So each time you revisit a memory, it gets updated, but there is a chance, like you're copying something, there is a chance for corruption and modification of something based on what is getting updated. A virus can enter into it, a file can miss from it, like in a computer scenario. Same wise, a misinformation, some from the other sources and all these things can also influence our memory. Our memories are not infallible. We learn more not by understanding what is right, instead to understanding what is wrong. So we learn more from the mistakes than what is right. So error-driven learning. So that struggle to have that mistake is actually enabling us to learn, help us to learn and retain that one. So we'll not repeat again. As I mentioned, it's something like a survival mechanism. But how to use it in our life? Same, something like a testing effect. We all don't like to be tested, even though that's not an actual exam or something. But when the struggle of having that test instead of reading a book, just testing that one will expose our gap, that struggle. And that exposing the gap and struggle itself is actually one of the wonderful examples of learning. Rather than relearning, rather than rereading a book which you want to prepare, testing or just trying to scrutinize your understanding is the best approach to make sure you learn and make your learning better. We think we learn better when we are awake, but actually, our brain is actually learning more when we are sleeping. So don't skip sleep before your exam, before a day before your exam. Especially, sleep has multiple stages. So in the slow wave stage and all, the hippocampus will retrieve that episodic memory. It will get ignited. And during the REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, the neocortex will solidify. So just what you learn during the day, it is getting more enhanced and more organized, and all the waste are being removed during the sleep. So make sure you get more sleep before your exam day.